The Icelandic Fiji militants have threatened to strike the U.S. targets around the globe. In an online video, the militant group has seized large parts of Iraq, says it will attack Americans in any place if the U.S. airstrikes hit them. The footage shows a photograph of a U.S. citizen who was beheaded during the U.S. occupation of Iraq in 2011 and victims of snipers. It also features a statement that reads, "We will drown all of you in blood." The warning comes as Washington is helping Kurdish Peshmerga forces recapture territories captured by militants. On Sunday, U.S. forces carried out several airstrikes near Erbil and Mosul. U.S. President Barack Obama says Washington will not send thousands of forces to Iraq to help Baghdad fight ISIL Takfiri terrorists. But he says the United States will continue limited military operations to protect U.S. facilities and personnel against terrorist threats.
There should be no doubt that the United States military will continue to carry out the limited missions that I've authorized, protecting our personnel and facilities in Iraq, in both Erbil and Baghdad, and providing humanitarian support as we did on Mount Sinjar. We are not reintroducing thousands of U.S. troops back on the ground to engage in combat. We're not the Iraqi military. We're not even the Iraqi Air Force. I am the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Armed Forces, and Iraq is going to have to ultimately provide for its own security. On the other hand, we've got a national security.
Obama added that Washington is implementing a long-term strategy against the ISIL militants in Iraq. Obama said that the strategy hinges on supporting the new Iraqi government and working with key regional partners. The U.S. president added that the militants pose a threat to all Iraqis in the entire region, as well as the national security of the United States. He made the remarks after Iraqi officials announced that Iraqi and Kurdish forces had retaken the country's largest dam and two nearby villages from the Takfiri terrorists with the support of the U.S.